She's a very freaky girl. The freak is coming out of the night. Super freak, she's super freaky. Get your freak on.
Been a while, but by popular demand, Freak Show Friday is back on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. If you'd like to be on, maybe you're a little freaky, your friends say you're weird, maybe you don't even think it's that bad, well, we'll decide that. Email the show at Joe and Alex Show.
No.
Gmail, I know, joeandalexshow@gmail.com or on social media. That's what I meant to say. DM us. It's at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. And let us know what makes you so freaky or, you know, a little bit different. Seth, welcome to the Joe and Alex Show and Freak Show Friday. What's going on?
Good morning, everyone. Hello.
Good morning.
What up, bud?
So I wanted to talk a little bit. So I have a fetish that's called stygiophilia.
What is that?
It basically, I'm turned on by the idea of damnation and hellfire.
Are you serious? That's a thing?
I'm serious. Yes, absolutely. Like, I know a lot of people are kind of scared about the end of the world. At least a lot of people I know are. But the idea of it is extremely desirable to me.
Are you kidding? Like, the idea of the world ending gets you, like, you get your jollies off to the idea of the world ending.
Yes, I get goosebumps. In fact, I don't know if I can say this, the first time that I ever choked a chicken, per se, was to the Left Behind movies.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. My mom used to love those movies, and, you know, it's about the end of the world, if you don't know, like, people so... So, like, Jesus takes people to heaven, and then the ones who are saved kind of get sucked up into the sky, and, like, the only thing left are their clothes.
Yeah, I remember.
A pile of clothes. Mm-hmm. Just the idea of being one of the people on Earth during the apocalypse, it gets me going.
So you got to be kind of bummed out like that President Trump is trying to get everything to happen right now with North Korea so that we don't have the end of the world like a big nuclear bomb go off.
No, he probably is into it.
No, okay. He's got to be bummed that it might actually be working.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, the idea, like, literally the idea of President Trump, like, causing a nuclear war, it gives me chills. But they're, like, the good kind of chills. Like, I get the good kind of chills.
In a good way. But since it's working and, like, North Korea is kind of disarming themselves, now you're sad.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. And, like, so, like, one thing that's really hard for me to talk about is, like, so back in the year 2000 when the world didn't end, I went through several months of depression.
Y2K?
Yes. Yes. Because I was ready for it. Like, my body and soul were ready. But it did not happen.
So what is that? I mean, do you, like, worship Satan or anything?
No. Okay, so I don't worship the devil. I don't have any desire or anything like that. Just the idea. So the idea of, like, a little naughty red man with a pointy stick, that's incredibly sexy to me.
Oh,
and I have went as the devil for Halloween 7 times now in the past.
Whoa.
10 years.
Okay, we could maybe try something new this year.
Maybe. I've already got the costume and I still fit in it, so why not?
So what else? I mean, are you, like, one of those people that's into, like, AC/DC? I'm guessing Highway to Hell is, like, your favorite song.
Well, no. So, yeah, Highway to Hell get me going, but End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. is my go-to.
Oh.
Like, that's my ringtone, actually.
Wait,
do we have that song?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
all
think.
Right, let's see if this does it for you.
This is your ringtone, Seth.
Yes.
I mean, what else? What other weird preferences do you have? As somebody that's, like, into the end of the world, I'm just trying to think, like, what else? Like,
yeah, that would be kind of a deal breaker for me. Like, if someone doesn't think an apocalypse is going to happen, then that's kind of a deal breaker for me. Like, I kind of want to be on the same wavelength with them. What else? Oh, I love the name Damien as a boy. Like, for a boy's name, I love it.
Okay, that makes sense. What about, do you like spicy food?
Yes. Well, actually, not as spicy as, I'll say no. Like, I'll eat anything, but I don't really like super spicy food.
Gotcha.
So I'm kind of, you know, weird on that. And then my whole apartment is painted red.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, different shades of the color red. If I have the opportunity to have a fireplace on during, like, sexy time, then I will definitely do it.
Okay.
And I like to light candles.
Okay.
I mean, I know that's generic. I know that's not really...
Yeah, that's not end-of-the-world stuff right there. That's just romantic.
But it is fire. It's fire. And do you have, like, a bunker or, like, a safe room for the apocalypse? Or you don't want a safe room because want to die?
No, my God, no. I just want it all. I want to take it all in.
Seth, you are interesting.
Like, the idea of getting it on with someone like during the end of the world, like that's really just really sexy. Like that gets me feeling, you know.
Right. And so, and it just one more time, what is it called, the fetish? Like the technical term or the medical term?
It's pronounced stygiophilia.
And that's a real thing that people have.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Only
absolutely. You go on the internet, you can find anything.
Only philia I've heard is like necrophilia. That's the only one I've ever heard of.
Yikes.
No, that's completely different.
So would you consider it more of like a lifestyle than just like a
fetish?
Preference and fetish?
I guess. I mean, but it's just, I consider it a fetish only because of the way that it makes me feel. Like I associate a lot of it with sexual desire.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of feel like it's a fetish. But I could be fine with it being a lifestyle.
All right. Well, Seth, you know what? It's not the worst thing we've ever heard. And it's very interesting for a Freak Show Friday.
It is interesting. Angie tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She said, yay, Freak Show Friday is back. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, guys.
All right. You have a good one. Wow. I mean... To each their own.
Get your emails in. Freak Show Friday's back, ladies and gents. If you want to be a part of it, JoanAlexShow@gmail.com.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Every Friday, I think, we've heard it all, and then we have another freak.
Yeah, here you go, Seth.